Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's September 23rd, and I'm wearing a Columbus Redbirds New Era 5950 purchased from Hat Heaven. 2 days ago, we discussed how Branch Rickey, when he was running the Cardinals in the 1920s, realized that having a place to stash talent that was ultimately under contract to the big league parent would be way more useful than bringing in random players from random teams, and thus gave birth to the farm system as we know it. In the late 20s, the Cards bought the Rochester Red Wings of the International League to be their top farm club, giving them 3 overall, before adding 8 more in advance of the 1932 season, including these Columbus Redbirds of the American Association, giving St. Louis a 2nd top-tier team. After 54, the Cards would pull up stakes and move their affiliate to Omaha, but the Ottawa A's immediately moved to town, for just 2 years, with the Pirates coming in for the following 14. Which was awesome to have the top affiliate just a few hours down the road from the Steel City. One of the many Pirates to spend a final minor league season in Columbus was Richie Hebner, who made his major league debut on this date in 1968. Known as the Gravedigger because that was his off-season occupation, Hebner held the record for most National League Championship Series appearances for a position player, 8, for a quarter century before Yadi Molina tied him in 2019. Tom Glavine holds the overall record for most NLCSs, 10, appropriate given that he and Hebner both turned down NHL deals, Glavine with the Kings, Hebner with his hometown Bruins.